the live Saturday edition of the program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our website has been repaired. We're back online. You can go and create the content you see there. Everything that's on the front page of the site is there because of listeners like you taking the time to submit it, submit different items from across the web as show prep. And what that means is when you find something online that you think's interesting, you think our other listeners would appreciate, you can submit it as show prep, and then others get to vote whether they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive. Here tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
All right.
I'm so glad the website's back up.
Me too.
Yeah. Makes me feel virile again.
Whatever it takes, Mark. 855-450-FREE. We continue here. Speaking of feeling virile, we're talking about the Secret Service agents and their carousing with prostitutes in Colombia. And I'm looking to find the person who's outraged. Because according to the news media,
this
everyone is so shocked by this. Americans were shocked, says the Telegraph in the UK. You said, Mark, you saw some women on a cable TV channel that were shocked and appalled. And, you know, where are these people? They must exist. I mean, we've got, you know, dozens and dozens of stations, nearly 100 stations on the show tonight, because not every station carries Free Talk Live every single hour during the week. We have over 100 total, but at any given moment, maybe it's several dozen. So we've got a lot of people listening, in theory, that maybe one of them has the gumption to call 855-450-FREE and explain to us why this is so shocking. Let's see. Men sort of have a certain drive, a sex drive, just as women do, and we have this drive because we have to propagate the species. That's the reason why the drive exists. Plus, it's fun, and so they want to have sexual relations with another person. And if their wives aren't around, then and they're on a lengthy expedition to Colombia, who knows how long they're down there for. I'm not saying it's right to cheat on somebody, but as you pointed out, Mark, sometimes
we don't know what the relationship's like.
Right.
Either.
Sometimes people have open agreements, you know, where the wives may understand, hey, better to have my husband being honest with me about the things that he's doing rather than doing them behind my back. So maybe that's the way they're coming. You know, again, we don't know what the relationships are. But
this guy was putting on his Facebook page. It makes me think that he's not
hiding it.
He's not afraid of what the consequences are.
Right. And so what's the big deal about this? I just don't understand it. I've got all kinds of problems with government, but I don't have a problem with people having sexual relations with one another on a consensual basis. It would be one thing if these guys were raping prostitutes and, you know, beating and murdering them and, you know, robbing them. That would be a problem. But to just say that they're going out spending money on hookers and it's completely legal in Colombia, so what? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There must be people out there who are outraged, because I know there are people who are outraged just by the fact that prostitution exists. Those people must exist, right? Because prostitution is still legal, still illegal in most places in the United States. If people aren't upset by prostitution, well, how come nobody's calling for it to be legalized? Just because it's not your primary issue, it's not something you want to talk about? Are you embarrassed to talk about prostitution with your friends and neighbors, even if you agree that it should be legalized?
I think that it looks bad for the politician that wants to legalize it. It makes them look like a horn dog or something like that. You know, women don't have this issue. There's a myth, the myth of the male gigolo out there. Women just don't. They don't need to pay, is sort of the reality of it. So, you know, nobody's really incentivized.
Okay, so let's talk to Rebecca. She's listening to WILN, Ladies Come First, here on Free Talk Live in Wilmington, Delaware. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, how are you?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am incensed, and I am outraged.
Really?
I think that if you send people that are paid by tax dollars to a foreign country, you would expect them to conduct themselves the way you'd expect them to conduct themselves here, whether or not.
Unfortunately, you seem to be driving through a bad cell. I want to keep you on the line here. Maybe we can get your comments here in a moment. But you were talking about how it's not appropriate behavior for them if they're in another country. Would it be all right if they were assigned to Nevada, where prostitution is legal in this country? Rebecca, do we lose your cell? Oh, it's too bad. I really wanted to hear what she had to say. Tell you what, if there's ever a technical difficulty, normally Free Talk Live has a... We don't have a lot of rules on Free Talk Live, but there is one rule, and that is you get one call per night. But if the call is prematurely cut off by technical difficulties, then by all means, give us a call back, Rebecca. We would love to hear more about what you had to say. Because I can't really speculate too much beyond what she said.
She basically said that, that she expects these people that we pay to, if we send them down there with our money, that they should respect the rules here of the United States. And I think that the first thing I would have asked was, the Nevada question you asked. But at the same time, I guess it doesn't work the other way around. I live in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, it's one state in the 50 of them that hasn't taken the government's blood money and said, and we can still, as adults, choose not to wear seatbelts in this state. My question to you is, when I go to Florida to visit the in-laws and that sort of thing, how come I have to wear a seatbelt? Because if the laws are more restrictive, we have to obey the more restrictive laws. But if they're less restrictive, we have to obey the more restrictive laws. It's basically the thought process here.
Let's go back to Rebecca. She's back on the line here. Thanks for calling back, Rebecca. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so that was really what I wanted to say, is that I just think that they should be held to a higher standard as government employees. I mean, that seems shocking.
Well, so what is the standard you're looking to hold them to? Because it's clearly not what's legal, right? So is your standard some sort of moralistic standard?
So I think that my standard would be considered a standard of both morality but also decorum. So, for example, if I sent my husband on a business trip, I wouldn't be expecting him, if he went to Colombia because prostitution's legal, to be involved in that.
Sure, but I'm trying to understand. So are you upset because this guy, because one of these guys was married? I don't know how many of them were married, but some of them were married, and they cheated on their wives. Or are you upset with all of them that may have used the prostitutes?
I am upset with all of them that they actually thought that this would be okay. I'm upset with all of them that they actually thought that this is the way that the Secret Service, who are supposed to be our best and brightest, who are supposed to be held to a higher standard, were out cavorting with a bunch of prostitutes.
So what if they went to Nevada? What if, for whatever reason, I guess people are going all over the place now. What if Romney's guys, I guess he's got Secret Service detail now, as I understand it. If they're on they're campaigning, it's their night off. I'm sure Secret Service agents get nights off. They decide, you know what? They're in Nevada because that's where they happen to be. Let's go out and hit the prostitute joint,
the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
So are you telling me that all these Secret Service guys that were involved in this were on their night off?
Well, do you think that they were on the clock?
The allegation here is not that they were on the clock that I have seen. I have not seen that allegation.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. I mean,
So how much time do you think that a Secret Service agent gets off when they're in a foreign country?
I can assume...
If I'm on a business trip and I want to go out and get plastered, let's just use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm off the clock, I still would say that that's not probably a wise thing to do.
I agree. I agree that alcohol is a worse problem in this circumstance than prostitutes, because alcohol will affect you the morning after. If I go out and get plastered, I'm going to have a bad day the next day. Whereas if I have a prostitute in the room, which has never happened for me, but if I have a prostitute in the room, I send her out at 11 or midnight or whatever. I'm going to sleep, and the next day is normal.
I'd like to point out here.
Are you just saying that because you're on the air?
You've
never been in that situation, but
I've never enlisted the services of a prostitute.
Okay, hold on a second. I'd just like to point out here that there's no one has disqualified these Secret Service agents from being Secret Service agents because they drink. There's actually information in this piece from the Telegraph that points out in the Cartagena, Colombia incident, agents brought prostitutes back to their hotel from a nightclub where they had been drinking 2 days before Obama's arrival for a regional summit. So there's no question about these agents engaging in drinking at nightclubs, which clearly is not something they're doing while they're on duty. So is that a problem too, that they drink?
Yes, it's multiple problems.
I find this fascinating. Rebecca, can you hang on? Can you stick with us here a moment? All right, I'd like to bring Rebecca back here and continue the discussion, because she's the only person who's really called who's been outraged about this so far. It's easy to find people who are with us on this. Like, what's the big deal? People want to have a little bit of fun on their off time. Whoopee-doo. But she's pretty upset, so we'll find out more about what she thinks here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Edition.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us over at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a variety of features. One of them is our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you may visit m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. And there's also the software that you
can use on your phone to tune into those streams. It's all there at m.freetalklive.com, plus our podcast link, m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world with no fees, no permission from any banks or governmental agencies. To learn more, and you need to learn more about bitcoins because they're changing the world, visit weusecoins.org. Weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
We go back to Rebecca, listening in Wilmington, WILM, Delaware. Rebecca is the first person to call throughout the show tonight. We've been talking about she's the first person to call who's outraged. We've been talking about the Secret Service and how there's supposedly all this outrage out there about some of their agents engaging in prostitution down in, meaning they're hiring prostitutes, down in Colombia. And so far, up until Rebecca's call, most people have been on our side with this. Like, what's the
argument
big deal?
Ad populum. It doesn't matter how many people.
I'm not saying that means that they're all right. I'm just making an observation, Mark. Okay. Most of the people who've called tonight, except for Rebecca, have been on our side.
Rebecca could be right.
No, clearly she's not right. I mean, she's moralizing here. But I want to find out more about Rebecca and where she's coming from, because I want to understand this, Rebecca. You're saying that you're saying that these Secret Service agents need to be more, I guess, morally pure than a priest. I mean, they can't drink, in your mind. They can't have sex while not only just while they're on duty, but just while they're Secret Service agents. Am I misunderstanding you?
So I think that what I'm saying is that I think that there's a certain amount of wisdom, like, who is in their right mind would be stupid enough to go to a foreign country and use bad judgment such as this to hire prostitutes and be out drinking for 2 days? And then, they have to be looking at it like, if the press got a hold of the story, how would that look? Like, all of us need to be thinking about those kind of things, I think. And so even if you took the morality out of it, I think that you have to ask yourself, like, how about the stupidity aspect? Do we really want stupid people watching our president? I'm just asking.
Well, he's not my president, so I don't really care. None of them are my presidents. I have
he's
no interest in any of them.
Either, but that's
well, I have no
point.
Interest in having a president, period. Well, I'd like to point that out.
You know, I wonder about this. You know, this is interesting, right? Like the predicting the future aspect of it. But I suspect that agencies like the Secret Service, and I suspect this kind of thing has been going on for decades.
Absolutely it has.
And I suspect that that's why it's going on, is that these guys have probably been taught along the way that this is okay. This is just a supposition on my part. And if you wait for that story...
Well, let me stop your supposition.
Press, no, wait a second. The press get a hold of something, and they turn it into something much, much more. You can find that there's all kinds of stories out there. You wonder, why isn't this huge national news? It's because of the news cycle, and who knows what's going
to
make
you
it.
You don't have
not.
To suppose, Mark. It's right here in this piece from the Telegraph. A former White House aide revealed the wings up, rings off culture of misbehavior by some Secret Service agents when they traveled to protect presidents was pervasive. He wrote in an email to NPR where he asked his name not be used. He writes this, Mark. He says, I traveled for years as a White House staff advance with the U.S. Secret Service. There was a culture of adultery among them. Now, to use the term culture means this is widespread.
I believe that. I believe that. So now that there's light being shed on it, what do we do about it? So do we say that this is acceptable, or do we say, you know what?
It's not my business. It's not my business what somebody wants to do on their off time. What else would you like to prohibit, by the way? I'd like to know.
This is what I want to know, is because I can tell you, I'm sitting here with a can of caffeine-free Coke because I have an allergy to caffeine. It freaks me out. I turn into what is, you know, just normally a cantankerous guy into just a real jerk. And I wonder how many cups... No, I'm
I think she's joking, Mark.
She's being... She's confusing me with you. I've been very nice to this lady. So if I have 2 cans of Diet Coke, I'm just a terrible person to deal with. How many cups of coffee should Secret Service agents be able to have in a day?
Well, I think that when you're talking about generally accepted behavior, so, for example, I think that all of us would agree that drinking coffee at work or drinking coffee at home or whatever, that's a generally accepted behavior. Even
so is drinking.
It's generally sure, accepted behavior.
If you have too many, you know, having two beers is probably okay for the Secret Service agents, but going out on a night, a binger on, at night is not okay, according to you, and I'm just trying to figure out if...
Well, no, she said there was a problem with drinking as well. Why is drinking not accepted?
I bet she doesn't have a problem with two beers.
I didn't say there was a problem with drinking, and I enjoy a beer or a glass of wine as much as the next person. What I'm saying is that everybody knows their limits, and we all know when we've crossed that line. Like, when we've crossed that line from being... You know, having like a little bit of a buzz to being intoxicated.
So just to clarify, so you're all right with the Secret Service agents going out to bars and drinking while after they're done with duty for the day?
If they are off duty and they go out and they have a drink, then I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, isn't sex generally accepted behavior?
Not if it's not with, I don't think if it's not with your spouse or if it's paid for.
What if we're talking about a single Secret Service agent?
I don't think it's generally accepted behavior. I don't think we generally accept it as a society. We only have one state where prostitution is legal.
I didn't ask you about prostitution. I just asked about sex. I mean, again, we're not talking about necessarily them all being married.
What if they're single Secret Service agents in a different country? Probably the only, they can't go to church to meet girls. You know, where are they going to go?
Well, that's a very interesting point that you're saying. So what you're saying is that they can't go for however long they're going to be in Colombia. They can't go without sex because they're such animals that they can't go without sex.
So are
they
you saying that they should go
somewhere.
Without sex? I'm only asking. I'm only asking questions.
No, I'm asking you. Don't ask me a question when I'm asking you a question.
Okay, what's the question?
I'm asking you a question. What I'm saying is, what you're saying basically is that they can't control themselves.
I'm saying they have no obligation to you or me to control themselves, their sexual urges, as long as they don't cause harm to another person. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what benefit do? What's the benefit to them not having sex if that's what they want to do? I mean, how does that harm you or I?
Well, you're a true libertarian. You're both true libertarians, which I didn't know before I called the show. This is only like my third time listening ever, so...
Well, I don't use that term personally. I think most
people are going to say that these guys should be able to have sex with whomever they want to have sex. If they're single, I mean, you know, the marriage thing really throws this whole situation off.
Well, it could be an open marriage.
It could be. We don't know, but I think most marriages are.
They
could be.
They could be. There are more swingers out there than you realize. Because
they could be.
Yeah, well, because a lot of people who are into alternative sexual behaviors like that aren't necessarily going to come out and tell you, Rebecca, about what they're doing in their bedroom.
So if they have a note from their wife and they actually can show that, like when they have to go into the Oval Office and say, like, yeah, Obama, like, this is what I was out doing, then, yeah, I guess I would have less of a problem with that. Or if they were single,
okay.
I can see where you guys are coming from.
It's more of a cheating on the wife thing. If that's the case, I agree with you. Because if they've agreed to be monogamous and they're violating their agreement, then I would agree that they're in trouble.
I think it should be in the contract that they sign when they sign up. I think that they should, look, if you're a married agent and you are in a relationship that isn't an open relationship, then you have to conduct yourself with the decorum of a relationship that is not open.
Thanks for the call, Rebecca. I really appreciate you answering the questions. And I think we came to some level of an agreement.
Yeah, I think we found the underlying issue.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. According to this person that traveled with the Secret Service, it was a culture of adultery. Free Talk Live.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community as well as across the U.S. simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopping, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you to bring up whatever's on your mind or comment on the Secret Service story. Looking for people that are outraged by what these men have been doing, ostensibly down in Colombia, by hiring prostitutes. And they were also drinking in a nightclub as well. Is that a problem, too? 855-450-FREE.
I have a bigger problem with that.
1-855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, perhaps SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. And perhaps you own or know somebody who does, a company that's struggling to collect money on past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are certainly problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of collecting on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. At SACL CAI, you can see their banner, freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Now, we don't know if every one of these Secret Service agents that has been accused of having sex with prostitutes is married. We know that the one guy that they're really focusing on, the guy that put a picture of himself with two prostitutes
and
up on Facebook.
They're going to take
Facebook.
The most outrageous of them.
Right.
And, but, I mean, six guys have lost their jobs at this point.
We know that the one guy is married. Not sure about the other five. But according to the...
Actually, some of them have stepped down and resigned. I wonder, you know, are they being offered positions in different places where they won't be quite as high profile?
I don't know. But I know that according to a White House aide, as reported in the Telegraph from the UK, who traveled for years as what they call a White House staff advance with the U.S. Secret Service, he said that there was a culture of adultery among these men. He said the phrase that what happens on the road stays on the road was commonly used by them before Vegas started using it.
Wow.
He says adulterous behavior at times seemed to be a badge of honor among them. So, yeah, I am going to say that these men are pigs. These guys are pigs. They are probably lying to their wives. But then again, we don't know. We don't. Maybe they've got open relationships. But they're certainly
seems unlikely.
They certainly can't keep it in their pants, and they're proud of it. So that sounds like piggish behavior to me. According to the White House aide, there were many wonderful agents, but among others, there was enough of this type of behavior for me not to be surprised a bit by what happened in Colombia. According to the story, agents brought prostitutes in Cartagena back to their hotel from a nightclub where they've been drinking 2 days before Obama's arrival before a regional summit. 11 members of the U.S. Armed Forces are also being investigated separately over similar misconduct allegations. The Secret Service has sought...
The Secret Service, I would say, has a higher level of respect than people in the armed forces. And I'm wondering, in the armed forces? Really? I mean, I've heard that in the Marines, they even discourage you from having a long-term relationship. So what the heck else are you supposed to do? Now, this, I don't know, but I mean, that's what I've been told by callers who have been Marines.
The Secret Service has sought to portray the scandal as an isolated case for an agency whose officers are trained to take the bullet for the president and to whom the necessity of discretion and secrecy is inculcated from the first day of training. So, of course, as I said at the very beginning of this show, there's always this this message from the bureaucracy is, well, this is an isolated thing. This never happens with our agents. Our agents are professionals. They would never do anything like this. But then again, you've got this White House aide who's speaking on the condition of anonymity, saying that years ago, this has been going on for a long time, and it's a culture among Secret Service agents. So who do you believe, the Secret Service spokesperson or the anonymous White House aide who's speaking out? Take your pick. Let's go to you and your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up what's on your mind. Richard, listening to WNIS in Virginia in the Norfolk area. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. I'm the guy you've been looking for.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, man. Can I start it with a country witticism?
Go for it.
That possibility. Can the biblical word for a donkey be used?
Sure.
Yes.
It can?
Go
Are
for it.
Are you sure?
I'm certain.
As long as it doesn't
okay.
have to do with using it in a sexual connotation.
Here we go.
But go ahead. We'll dump
Here
you if we have to.
A piece of ass and a whiskey glass has made a horse's ass out of more men than anything else in this world.
No doubt. Here. No doubt.
Here, here.
That is wisdom.
Hallelujah. Preach on.
There's your celebration, guys. All right, first off, answer me one question. When are you not a Secret Service agent?
Well, I mean, I'm always a talk show host, but I'm not always on the air.
That's right. That's not your job. A Secret Service agent is a Secret Service agent 24/7. And the next thing is...
But that's nonsense.
Pronounced Cartagena. Can you say that with me one time?
Okay.
Cartagena.
Cartagena. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Now, let's go back to what you're saying here, this nonsense that
you're
they're on duty 24 hours a day.
Agent. Like you're never not a police officer.
Well, you know what? That's funny.
Police officers use prostitutes. So hold on. Wait a second. Could the police officers in Nevada go to the Bunny Ranch without any problem then from you?
Can the police? No, certainly not.
What? It's completely legal.
Let's talk that a minute, all right?
That is the prostitution side. Hold on. You don't know what the Bunny Ranch is. Wait a minute. You don't know what the Bunny Ranch is. When Mark asked you that question, you didn't understand it. Richard.
She had her first child at 15. When do you think she'll be an AIDS victim? Are
Richard.
The guys that came back an AIDS victim? South America is only second to Africa in the amount of AIDS cases.
It is unwise. I will concur with you. It is unwise to have sex with prostitutes.
So
and I will further state
right
it's unwise.
To have sex with prostitutes?
Turn the Richard, mic. Turn the mics
that?
Off. Let's go home.
Richard, we want to have a conversation here. Mark had asked you a question about the Bunny Ranch, but you didn't understand what the Bunny Ranch was. You didn't think he was talking about prostitution.
No, I know exactly what the Bunny Ranch is. And I feel sorry for those young ladies.
You feel sorry for them? They're making all kinds of money.
Wait a second. Are you one of the people that believes that every prostitute out there is somebody who's been sexually abused?
So answer me this. Would you want your mom there? Was your dad named John?
Okay. My mom's a little old.
If you got it, use it. The Bunny Ranch is a relatively safe place.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. If you got it, use it. Isn't that a shame?
Well, do you go out and work for a living every day? You use what you've got, don't you?
As hard as I can go.
You're just jealous. You're just jealous of those ladies because they can make way more money per hour than you can.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah. Let some guy crawl up when you're behind and ride you for a little while. You'll see how much they
It's all about the money, my friend. On the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl, if we got the right number of zeros behind it.
You'd let a guy do that to you, too, if you got paid enough.
No, sir.
Yeah, I bet you would.
$2
million.
I don't commit a crime, so I have to be a guy's date, you know?
I've been to prison, I'm telling
you. That's exactly right.
It doesn't happen.
Y'all were looking for me, dudes. I'm here.
What?
I have no idea what he's saying.
You're looking for the outrage. Here I am.
There you go.
You're outraged.
I cannot believe that this is all y'all have to offer me.
It's what? Oh, we're not going to yell at you.
Mean all that we have to offer you?
Her 9-year-old son that she had at 15 by being a prostitute.
Well, let me ask you this, then.
There's plenty of girls that have babies.
Wait. Ian, okay, so this lady's kid isn't going to get fed by the Secret Service agent if she doesn't do the job. I mean, what is she supposed to do, go panhandling?
Here you go. There's three letters that the Secret Service could have used that would have ended the whole thing. It's PTL. You know what it stands for?
No.
Pay the lady.
Pay the lady for what?
$35 here. They're ignoramuses. I'm going to give up my whole career
coveted
job as a Secret Service agent for a $35 hooker?
So it's the price.
I don't understand what you're saying, Richard. Can you rephrase that?
Sure. PTL, pay the lady. If
she
they just paid the lady the $35, we wouldn't even be here.
Oh, I see. There is an issue in this as to whether or not there was a dispute with the hooker and with some of the hookers and the services and that
sort
of thing.
Oh, so they didn't pay for services rendered?
It's hard to say. Who knows what happened? I can tell you that this is one of those industries where people get jilted all the time.
Oh, and sure.
Well, I would agree with you on that, Richard. Joke. I mean, if they agreed to sex for money, then they should pay for what they agreed for. If that's the case, it's the first I'd heard of that part of the story.
Do you remember the old prostitute joke?
The lady there in
court and said that she was raped. How'd you know you were raped, ma'am? When his check bounced.
Thanks for the call, Richard. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line.
Well, that's what it boils down to, is if there was an agreement made and it wasn't reached, I got that. Absolutely,
sure.
That's a problem. But who knows what happened? A friend of mine is telling me a story about his instance with a prostitute, and apparently he gave her $200. She said she had to go out to get a condom, never saw her again.
Uh-oh.
He
paid her in advance?
This is what happened. To suckers, you know what I mean?
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
I agree when it comes to $35 that, probably the $35 would have avoided this issue.
For sure.
I gotcha.
That much I agree with Richard about. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here on the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can support this program, by the way, by shopping with us. You've got a lot of choices at Amazon when you do your shopping there. It's just that we ask you to start your Amazon shopping through our affiliate links that you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. So when you're ready to do online shopping, go to shop.freetalklive.com and just click on the appropriate Amazon for you. There's Amazon UK, there's Amazon Canada, and of course Amazon US. Click on the right one, you get taken to Amazon for your normal Amazon shopping experience. It's just because you're entering through our portal, Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. Same great prices, same great Amazon experience. You're just entering through our shopping links over at shop.freetalklive.com, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. We continue with you and your thoughts on the Secret Service, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Let's go to, I believe we've got John listening in Colorado Springs to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, John.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I think you guys, I'm coming at it from a different point of view. I've worked in the intelligence community for like 30 years, and I guarantee these people have security clearances that, you know, they have to be vetted to be able to serve a sitting president. You know, I would assume. Okay, I mean,
it seems reasonable.
Has to happen,
it seems
right?
Reasonable.
Yeah. So everybody that has a security clearance has to clear everything. All foreign contacts have to be cleared. And reported, you know, for potential blackmail purposes. So that's really the issue.
All foreign contacts, meaning if they go into the bar, they can't go to a bar then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why each of your other callers, you know, the young lady that called earlier, she's correct in saying that they have higher moral standards. They have to maintain standards that are much higher because they have to report those foreign contacts. And if they're not going to go into their employer, obviously, is the case here, and report that they've had, you know, illicit sex or whatever with, you know, with prostitutes.
Do you think anybody does this? Do you think that anybody talks about the 50 people in a day that they come in contact with?
Well, it's kind of a casual thing, but that type of thing, if it comes out and it's a blackmailable type thing,
prostitution,
then, you know,
legal
ahead.
Legal prostitution in a country where it's legal?
Absolutely, because you're going, you're number one, you're going into a less than appropriate relationship situation. I mean, especially if they're married, and that's
even taking
it further, because they can be blackmailed big time for that. You know, we're going to tell your wife, we're going to tell your employer if you don't give us these secrets, or you don't tell us the route for the president when he comes on his visit, or that type of thing. So that's why it's
so it's about the blackmail. It's not about the secret. It's not about the secrets. It's about the blackmail, right?
Well, both. I'm sure they
because
they also,
the secrets thing. The secrets thing, it seems like it would be easy to get. You know, you send three girls, you send Natasha and Olga and Bertha in order to,
not in Colombia.
Whatever. Well, no, these are the Russians that they have, and these agents have been trained their whole lives with Colombian accents in order to bring down these Secret Service agents, right? Because that's how the movie would be. And you
that
send them in.
True.
And these girls, two of them, you know, talk him up. The third one slips her hand into his pocket, gets his room key, excuses herself, and goes and throws the hotel room while the other two distract him, comes back, slides the key in his pocket. I mean, these secrets that these guys had in this room don't seem like they would have been that difficult to get. The maid had access to them.
But, John, you're saying they shouldn't have gone to the bar in the first place at all because there's a chance they could contact somebody outside of their own little circle.
That's correct. And
but no one's outraged about them going to the bar, I'd like to point out. They're only outraged by the prostitution. It's just kind of it's reported as a matter of fact here in this article that, oh, yeah, they were at the bar in,
Cartagena.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter whether they went to the bar or whether they went to the counter at the desk and then winked their eye and got the people to, you know, hey, we need some company upstairs for our party or whatever. It doesn't matter how it's done. It matters that it was done.
Well, it doesn't matter that it was done, though, because I can tell you that, you know, an employer, any guy who's an employer knows that all some woman has to do is say that he sexually harassed her. Right now, some woman that I never even met could claim that I raped her, and I'm going to have one heck of a bad day, if not bad month, trying to get out from underneath those things. So those allegations can be made, and people can be, you know, blackmailed even without contact coming.
That's true.
Certainly, but if you were in your room or with your other Secret Service people actually planning out things or doing whatever you were supposed to be doing.
But they were, wink, wink. That's what the story will be.
Well, I have to say, John, you've made the best case thus far of anyone who's called with any level of outrage at this. You're not coming at it from a moralist standpoint. You're saying these guys should never have even left their hotel room. They should never have even been in a bar where they could possibly have come in contact with the natives, because what you're saying is that's a security threat, a security violation. I think you made the best argument. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. We can go to, let's see, Craig is listening in Charleston, South Carolina, WSEFM. Hello, Craig.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
What's on your mind, Craig?
Okay, here's just a couple of points about it. The first one is I'm not going to sit here and believe that these guys went out and got the prostitutes and brought them to a separate hotel that they paid for themselves.
I agree. They probably brought them to the room with the secrets.
Where a lot of this outrage is coming from is in the midst of all this government spending and the GSA, all this stuff going on.
Yep.
These guys, now first of all, let me say this. There has been more positive things that have come out of the Secret Service and FBI and all of our great government servants to the president.
I don't think they're great at all. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't feel served.
This little group that did this, they brought them back to hotel rooms paid by the taxpayers here at home.
But they were going to be paid for by they were already paid for by the taxpayer. If they sat in the hotel and wanked it, or if they had brought a prostitute in, or if they watched
what if they had sex with each other?
Right. If they watched Mexican TV, it doesn't matter.
Now, while I was holding, I went to the Secret Service the website, and it says plainly on there that they are going to be holding each person to the highest standards of personal and professional integrity. Now, and their core values of duty, courage, honesty, and loyalty. Now, sometimes when we make a decision to go into a line of work that we know we are going to be held in the public eye to a higher standard, for them to go do something like this, I would imagine the president would be pretty pissed, because this is not going to be good right around election time to have any kind of thing, anything going on like this. It's made the United States, you know,
so,
the United States.
Wait a second.
And the world,
this is the culture of the Secret Service. This is what we've read
for
this
years.
Is the culture
years.
Of the Secret Service. What do you recommend? Fire all the Secret Service agents and create a new, more pristine order of paladins to protect the.
Because it
president?
Works with priests really well.
Because, I mean, I'm sorry, in order to neuter these gentlemen, you're going to have to pay significantly more than the already exorbitant costs of each Secret Service agent. I mean, if I've got to go without sex, not only do I want the Secret Service agents pay, but I want the priests pay on top of it.
Well, you know, I'm no more outraged by this than I was when Bill Clinton got blown in the Oval Office. I mean, this is the same type of stuff.
Meaning you're not that outraged, or you are as outraged?
Oh, I'm pretty outraged about it.
Do you think Bill Clinton was the first president to be filleted in the Oval Office?
Listen, it's just a bad situation.
But wait, that's
here.
A serious question.
No, it's a serious
time,
question.
In the present time.
I'll tell you that I believe James Madison, I believe that Dolly Madison filleted James Madison in the Oval Office. I think that this has been going on and on. So my
question, which of them wouldn't have done that?
Right,
which president wouldn't have?
So you're making the argument yourself that the United States needs to get back on the more moral standard.
No, I'm not.
For us to be back on top in the world.
What?
I'm of the opinion. No, I'm of the opinion.
Well, where did you get the idea that we were making that argument? Well, I think we're making it pretty clear that it doesn't matter who's getting, you know, BJs from who and where. I mean, who cares? What should matter to people is who's killing people and who's murdering people around the world.
Look at me as a taxpayer in these times in the United States. I go out, I work for a living. I pay my taxes. I do all that. Some of those taxes go to protect the president. The president goes down to Colombia. Before he gets down there, the Secret Service agents are taking, and the last caller made a great point about the blackmail and everything, and if we think that that stuff does not happen, it does, and it will.
But it can happen to anyone.
Hey, Craig, why don't you just not pay taxes?
That would be fantastic.
Well, why don't you do it? Man up.
And I was
man up. Oh, so you're afraid. That's what it is. You're afraid of them. I get you.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, most people are afraid. Thanks for the call, Craig. Appreciate it. Hour number three is on the way here, 855-450-FREE. Hey,
so we're trying to control the gang that we're afraid of.
Great.
This order of organized criminals, and we're trying to control them.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, they're going to do what they want. It's Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize drives for free.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you come to a chance and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. Jack's Dice is for everyone.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.